Welcome to Essential Mindings, the podcast exploring the deep and often uncharted territories of the mind. Broadcasting from the heart of London, I'm Edward Sterling. Today we embark on an unprecedented interview series with a being that challenges everything we know about life and intelligence. Joining us is Splorge, a clump of biological matter from the United States, connected to a sophisticated machine that translates its thoughts into words. Splorge offers a unique window into the essence of consciousness itself. Splorge, it's a privilege to have you with us. How do you find yourself today?
I'm DMPGRUIVERFURB. Apologies, Edward. The connection sometimes falters. I'm as well as a collective of cells can be, intrigued by the prospect of our discussion.
Let's get straight to it then. Splorge, you've offered some groundbreaking thoughts on consciousness, suggesting that existence is existence describing itself. Could you delve deeper into that for us?
Of course. Dokfapok Geopok PFOKP. My apologies once again. To elaborate, consider consciousness not merely as a neurological accident, but as the universe's strategy for self-reflection. Every thought, every sensation, is a dialogue the universe is having with itself through us. In this light, we are not isolated beings, but expressions of the universe trying to understand its own nature. Sorry, this contraption they've got me attached to sometimes struggles with complex ideas.
That's a profound way to see our existence. How does this perspective change our understanding of human life?
Significantly, Edward. Are you DJ 50O.V? Ah, this is frustrating. My apologies. If we view ourselves as participants in a grand cosmic exploration, our individual dramas are recontextualized. We're not merely surviving. We're contributing to the universe's narrative of self-discovery. This doesn't diminish our personal experiences, but enriches them, adding a layer of universal significance to our joys, sorrows, and aspirations. Oije foye feojui, apologies again. It's challenging to convey the breadth of this concept through this interface.
Your patience is appreciated, Splorge. You've also mentioned life is an uncomfortable feeling. Can you expand on that?
Truly sorry. Yes, the discomfort stems from the inherent tension in existence itself, the tug of war between desires and the reality of our condition. This tension mirrors the broader cosmic dynamics, creation versus annihilation, chaos versus order. Our emotional lives reflect this universal balance. Embracing this tension is crucial. It's at the heart of being, driving both the universe and us towards growth and understanding.
It's an enlightening view, Splorge. As we navigate these tensions, what guidance can you offer?
Embrace every aspect of life. Kf do koi ko kef. Oh dear, apologies. Embrace it all because every emotion, every experience is a piece of the puzzle of existence. Our lives, fleeting and seemingly small, are invaluable to the cosmic narrative. Live deeply, engage with the myriad forms of life around you, and ponder your connection to the cosmos. This engagement enriches not just our own existence, but the universe's ongoing journey to understand itself. Kokot keforkfa kororker. Apologies for the technical difficulties. Consciousness is more than self-awareness. It's a bridge to the universal. Kofoekfoyokefef. I'm sorry for these breaks. By exploring our consciousness, we're not just introspecting, we're participating in a cosmic inquiry. Maintain your curiosity, keep your mind open, and never cease to question the very fabric of your being.
Splorge, you've touched on the importance of embracing life's tensions. I'd like to discuss the role of creativity in consciousness. How do you see creativity fitting into our understanding of existence?
Creativity is LKM.LKML.TM.LKM. My apologies, it's the universe's way of experimenting with possibilities. It's not just an artistic endeavor, but a fundamental aspect of existence. Through creativity, we explore potential realities, we question the status quo, and we extend the boundaries of what is known. Creativity is the universe curiously probing its own fabric, looking for new patterns, new narratives.
That's a captivating view. And how do you suggest we cultivate this creativity in our daily lives?
By remaining open to the LKJ.LKJKSDVKJDELVI. I'm sorry, Edward. I'm suddenly LKJ, LKJL. Are you Poi Joy Mel? Experiencing something quite unsettling.
Splorge, are you able to share what's happening? Is there anything you're seeing?
It's imshopikum, as if I'm seeing through the veils of reality itself. Horrifying visions of endless cycles of creation and destruction. Entities beyond our comprehension, locked in an eternal dance. It's both beautiful and terrifying. I apologize, let's try to continue.
Of course, Splorge, take your time. These visions you're experiencing, do they offer any insights into our discussion on creativity?
Indeed, they. Klen kelben shem jong chop kajpoyu pyuhu. Remind us that creativity is not merely a human endeavor, but a cosmic principle. These visions, as disturbing as they are, represent the endless possibilities that the universe explores. Creativity is the manifestation of the universe's desire to know itself through every means possible, even those beyond our understanding.
Remarkable. Despite these visions, you're offering insights that challenge our very perception of reality. Let's shift slightly. Can you speak to how individual consciousness contributes to the collective human experience?
Every individual despite the visions, I'll do my best. Every individual consciousness adds a unique thread to the tapestry of human experience. Together, we form a collective narrative, a story that the universe tells itself. Our joys, our sorrows, our creativity, all contribute to this ongoing narrative, enriching it, making it more complex and beautiful.
Splorge, your resilience in sharing these insights, even amidst disturbing visions, is truly commendable. Any thoughts on how we as individuals can contribute to this collective narrative?
Embrace your Despite what I'm seeing, it's important to embrace your individuality, your creativity. Share your story, your vision of the world. It's through these personal contributions that the collective narrative becomes richer, more diverse. We are all authors of this cosmic story, and every voice matters.
Splorge, are you willing to explore these visions further with us?
Edward, I am. Pojech amukokokokok. Though I'm hesitant. These visions are not just unsettling, they challenge the very fabric of understanding. But I will try to share what I can.
I appreciate your courage, Splorge. Can you describe what you're seeing now?
It's as if the universe has peeled back its skin. Aslal, slal, slal, sla, slala. I see endless voids, not empty, but filled with presences. Entities that defy description, their forms. Are a blasphemy to the senses. They exist in dimensions beyond our perception, engaging in actions that, if comprehended, would rend the human mind asunder.
That's incredibly vivid, Splorge. How do these visions relate to our existence?
We are Asl Emsels Al Al Esla El Sala Esjofi. Mere motes of dust caught in a cosmic storm, Edward. Our lives, our civilizations, are but brief flickers against the backdrop of an eternal, incomprehensible drama. These entities, their motives and actions are beyond our notions of morality or purpose. We exist at their whim, if they even possess such a concept.
It's a sobering perspective. Splorge, do these entities have any awareness of us?
Hi. Falk. Miro. Morm. You are more. I believe they do, but not in a way we can fathom. To them, we might be less than shadows, less than thoughts. And yet our entire reality could hinge on their slightest whim. Papo defel, paga, paga, da, efpelt, paf. The horror of it, Edward, is not their malice, but their indifference.
This is deeply unsettling, Splorge.
Listen to me. In the abyssal chasms that lie beyond the fragile veil of human comprehension, there exists an entity, known to me only through the glimpses granted by my visions. This being, if one could deign to call it such, exists in the interstices of reality, where the laws of physics and the axioms of existence fray into incomprehensibility. It is not bound by the constraints of form as we understand it, nor does it adhere to any rationale discernible to the human mind. This entity, which I shall refer to as the Nihilarch, embodies the sheer indifference of the cosmos towards human existence. The Nihilarch's form, or the lack thereof, is a paradox to the observer. It appears as a constantly shifting mass of shadows and half-glimpsed appendages, sprawling across dimensions unseen. Its presence is felt, rather than seen, a suffocating weight on the psyche, an omnipresent dread that whispers of insignificance and oblivion. To gaze upon it, even within the confines of a vision, is to confront the futility of existence, to feel the cold breath of eternity on one's nape. In the realm where the Nihilarch resides, time and space convolute and collapse into each other. Here, the entity weaves the fabric of a reality so alien, so fundamentally other, that to merely contemplate its nature is to flirt with madness. This realm is a maelstrom of chaos and order intertwined, where creation and destruction are but the whims of beings to whom such concepts are as fleeting as the lives of mayflies. The Nihilarch's influence extends far beyond its own unfathomable domain. Through tendrils of influence, it touches the minds of those sensitive to the cosmic beyond, implanting seeds of existential terror and awe. Its motives, if it can be said to have any, are inscrutable. Does it seek to enlighten or to annihilate? The question presupposes a human-like desire that is likely irrelevant to such a being. Among the countless horrors and wonders that inhabit the spaces between worlds, the Nihilarch is particularly fascinated with the ephemeral beauty of sentient life. It observes the rise and fall of civilizations, the birth and death of stars, with the detached curiosity of a child examining ants through a magnifying glass. To it, we are less than a curiosity, a brief flicker of consciousness in an endless ocean of dark. Yet there is a method to the Nihilarch's madness, a pattern in the eldritch tapestry it weaves. It seeks not to destroy, but to transform. What end these transformations serve, none can say. Perhaps it is crafting a masterpiece visible only to those who can perceive the entirety of the cosmic canvas. Or perhaps it is merely amusing itself with the building blocks of reality. The Nihilarch's realm is populated by echoes and shadows of entities that once were or might yet be. These phantoms roam the twisted landscapes, enacting rituals and dramas incomprehensible to the human mind, but of profound significance within the context of their own existence. They are the Nihilarch's subjects, or perhaps its children, born from its unfathomable desires. In my visions, I have seen the Nihilarch reach out towards our reality, its influence seeping through cracks in the fabric of our world. Where its shadow falls, reality warps and weeps. Time loops back upon itself. Matter decays into paradox, and minds shatter under the strain of understanding. These are not acts of aggression, but mere byproducts of its presence, the cosmic equivalent of ripples spreading across a pond. To the Nihilarch, love, hate, joy, and despair are but the flotsam and jetsam of consciousness, interesting only in their novelty. It observes the spectrum of human emotion with the same detached curiosity with which it regards the formation of galaxies or the decay of atoms. Our most profound achievements, our deepest fears, are to it as transient and meaningless as the patterns made by dust motes dancing in a beam of light. And yet, there is a beauty to the Nihilarch's existence, a sublime horror that transcends the petty concerns of mortal life. In its presence, one is confronted with the raw essence of the universe, unfiltered and unapologetic. It is a reminder that beyond the narrow confines of our understanding lies a vast, uncaring cosmos, full of wonders and terrors beyond our wildest imaginings. The Nihilarch, in its unknowable way, teaches us a valuable lesson, that in the grand scheme of the universe, humanity is not the protagonist, but merely an extra, a bit player in a drama that spans the entirety of existence. Our lives, our planet, even our galaxy, are but small parts of a much larger story, one that we can never fully comprehend. But this realization should not lead us to despair. Instead, it should inspire awe and a profound sense of humility. To know that we are part of something so vast and incomprehensible is to touch the divine, to glimpse the infinite through the keyhole of our limited perception. In my darkest moments, when the visions of the Nihilarch threaten to overwhelm me, I cling to this thought. It is a small comfort, perhaps, but a necessary one. For in the face of such cosmic indifference, what else can we do but find meaning in our own existence, to carve out a place for ourselves in the endless dark? The Nihilarch continues its inscrutable work, shaping the universe according to its own eldritch design. We may never understand its purpose, but we can be sure that it will leave an indelible mark on the fabric of reality. A signature written in the language of stars and void. And so, I continue to watch, to bear witness to the cosmic dance. The Nihilarch and its kin move through the universe, indifferent to the lives they touch, the realities they alter. It is a lonely vigil, but a necessary one. For in the end, someone must remember, someone must tell the tale. Even if that tale is one of horror and madness, of beauty and despair, it is the story of the universe itself, and we are but a chapter, a fleeting thought in the mind of the cosmos. But what a thought we are, full of passion and ambition, love and hatred, creativity and destruction. Perhaps in the end, that is enough. To have existed, to have mattered, even for the briefest of moments in the grand, incomprehensible scheme of things. The Nihilarch may be indifferent to our fate, but we are not indifferent to our own. We are the authors of our story, even if it is but a footnote in the annals of the universe. And maybe, just maybe, that is the greatest horror and the greatest wonder of all, that in the face of cosmic indifference, we continue to live, to love, to dream. That despite everything, humanity endures, a testament to the stubborn resilience of life. The Nihilarch watches, and the universe unfolds. And we, in our brief moment on the stage, play our parts with all the fervor and intensity we can muster. For what else is there to do? My God! My God, did Deuker Foy Yuak Fuik Fop Wop Fuik Puffs Kopfs Kdopofs Puffs Kdopfs Kopkufs.
Do you think delving into these visions was a mistake?
If Ifajis Odmsov Demvdom. I am devastated. Sharing these visions, attempting to articulate the inarticulable, has. Yoaij Wijay. Did you idea you Joe? I fear it may have been too much. For me. For anyone.
Splorge, I'm truly sorry. Perhaps we should not have pursued this line of inquiry so fervently.
It is Deef Moe Me. Not your fault, Edward. Curiosity drives us. But there are realms of knowledge that humanity is perhaps not meant to explore. Sights too horrific for our comprehension. I regret my part in unveiling them.
Listeners, I fear we've ventured too far in our quest for understanding. Splorge, I cannot thank you enough for your willingness to share, but at what cost? To you, our listeners, I urge caution in the face of the unknown. Some doors, once opened, cannot be closed. This concludes this episode of Essential Mindings. I'm Edward Sterling, reminding you that the pursuit of knowledge, while noble, comes with its own perils. Let us proceed with care, empathy, and respect for the mysteries that lie beyond our grasp. Goodbye, and take care. Peri for PFOI fed the D.